This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Report that he only paid a few hundred dollars in income taxes in recent years is fake news.
The New York Times has been doing fake story after fake story. I've never seen anything like it.
The New York Times reporting that Trump paid $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and again in 2017 and paid no income taxes in 10 of the previous 15 years.
That's why the media has such a low approval rating now because of what they've done.
Trump says the world will see the truth once an audit of his returns is over, though he can't say when that will be. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. President Trump and the Democratic nominee Joe Biden will face off in Cleveland for a 90-minute debate to be moderated by Chris Wallace, the host of Fox News Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham planning to start hearings on Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination in just about 2 weeks. President Trump predicting she'll be confirmed before Election Day. And White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said yesterday it is indeed an ambitious schedule.
We've been in conversations with Leader McConnell, with Chairman Graham. He is going to put forth a pretty aggressive schedule for hearings and markups that we believe will happen in the middle part of October. And if all goes well, then a vote on the floor sometime before the election.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Suicides among active duty U.S. military on the rise. Army officials report the numbers have jumped by as much as 30% with 114 suicides this year. Former Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale is out of a Florida hospital after barricading himself in his home yesterday and threatening to harm himself. And this is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In Louisville, Kentucky, the 123rd consecutive day of protests following the police shooting death of Breonna Taylor back in March, well, it was calm from beginning to end for a change. Speakers on Sunday condemning last week's grand jury decision not to indict any of the Louisville Metro police officers involved in the raid that ended with Taylor being fatally shot as they were seeking her boyfriend on drug charges. One officer was indicted for firing into a neighboring apartment, but not directly for the death of the 26-year-old EMT. The Kentucky Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression calling Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron to publicly release all the information presented to the grand jury. California facing more severe wildfire dangers, a red flag warning going into effect for much of Northern California and parts of Southern California over the weekend, a heat wave, low humidity and gusty winds increasing the risk of fires that could spread quickly. Wildfires have burned over 3.7 million acres in this record-setting fire season in California. And the 2020 NBA Finals matchup is set. The LA Lakers and the Miami Heat will square off for the Larry O'Brien Trophy beginning on Wednesday at the NBA bubble in Orlando. And For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's...
Well, welcome back from the weekend. We made it, huh? And I'm going to tell you, the weekend news shows... Of course, all about Amy Coney Barrett. And you can already sense from the opposing side, you know, the problem, you know, and, you know, how do you reject somebody who is so talented and so gifted, you know, stellar in her accomplishments as an academic and as a jurist, and she comes from the cloth of Antonin Scalia as an originalist, one that believes in the Constitution, that it should be interpreted as written, certainly against, you know, the other side of you know, the judges and the legal mindset that says, you know, that it's okay, that you can be an activist, and that, you know, of course, our Judge Ginsburg was that, even to her dying breath, as we said last week, if you believe that, in fact, she did say that she didn't want... anybody to fill her seat until the next president. Now, I can't imagine, again, I mean, logic would indicate that, you know, this is a bit far-fetched. And, of course, the Democrats have put it on bulletin boards and, you know, they do press conferences and there's Schumer reminding everybody of her dying wish, supposedly. But this is what the Democrats do. They'll get a very, you know, loose idea, unsubstantiated, and they'll run with it, especially if it fits their particular narrative. So what this all comes down to now is really, I mean, after everything, as you go through it, yes, it's about, it really is about Roe v. Wade. This is the bottom line. And it is what they would see as an imbalance of power. But you have to know, as John Kennedy said, Senator Kennedy said, look at, in the history of ever, he said, I loved how he put that, in the history of ever, when Republicans are in charge, Republicans promote what is in their interest, and in so many words. And when the Democrats are in charge, the Democrats promote. And there is no doubt whatsoever that if the shoe was on the other foot, as Britt Hume calls it, the shoe on the other foot disease. Yes, it is. That's what it is. Is that, look at, if the shoe was on the other foot, then Schumer would be, you know, taking this to the bank. He would stay on with his narrative and, they would move forward and force this through. And, you know, and so, this is where we are. This is politics. And, the president is doing what he should do. And so, you know, a percentage of Americans believe the president, you know, should not choose. But, and I would say, you know, when you ask people a different question, you say, well, is the president up until the time that he is replaced, which is in January, or is he a president only for 3 years and 9 months, or whatever it is that's determined by the opposing party? Or does he, you know, do we elect him for 4 years? And when people understand that, then they say, yes, the president, you know, whether it's Barack Obama or, you know, Donald Trump, whoever it would be, even under a Joe Biden administration, he's not a president for a limited time until he's inconvenient. And then we try to find some sort of excuse and, you know, some sort of tradition. And you know, you have to watch the Democrats because they present that that idea of tradition as if it is factual. And it's something that we should rely on. I mean, tradition has been thrown out the window. And you can thank Harry Reid in great part for participating. You also thank in great part, you know, the previous administration that said elections have consequences. Well, they kind of dropped that hand grenade out into the body politic, and now it's coming back and haunting them, their very own words, that elections have consequences. And so what do we read from this? And for right now, what we read is that 63 million people voted for Donald Trump. And one of the keys, if you recall, one of the key promises in his campaign, in fact, he even said, here's the judges. Here's who I want to nominate to the Supreme Court. So there's no ifs, ands, or maybes about it. This is one of the objectives of his administration. And not to mention the fact that there were over 200 federal judges. The seats were left empty. The Democrats did not feel that. President Obama did not feel like that was most important, although he may come back and say, look, it, you know, that's because all the resistance that we had from the Republicans, so we were unable to do that. I understand. But still, you know, hey, look, it, where does the buck stop? But at the Oval Office. And so you left empty seats, and Donald Trump is not leaving empty seats. He's doing everything he can, he and Mitch McConnell, to fill seats, including this recently vacated seat as a result of the passing of Judge Ginsburg. But, you know, so the bottom line is you have a very liberal activist judge, I would say, in many, many forms. I mean, this was the difference between her and Scalia. As friends that they were, there was still a difference in terms of perception. So the general consensus, I would say, in America is that, you know, that's the divide. I don't want to broad brush this and say that everybody believes in the originality of the Constitution. There's no doubt that is that dynamic that takes place. And those that believe that it's interpretive, that it is, as Barack Obama said, that it's more aspirational than, you know, direct, that it's subject to interpretation, you side with that side. If you believe in the original context and what our founding fathers intended, then you go on the Scalia side, or in this particular case, on the side of Amy Coney Barrett. And so there is the rub, and in the balance of this, yes, you're looking at Roe v. Wade, and now what the Democrats are trying to say in light of the situation with the pandemic, that all of a sudden people are, you know, they're going to be left left to their own devices, and that this is not going to be, you know, be the way to go. So this is going to be problematic. I'm sorry, you're hearing in the background Siri is wanting to talk to me, and I don't want to talk to her. But anyway, I thought you should hear this. This is from the first blind woman to clerk on the Supreme Court, who says Judge Amy Coney Barrett is an honest and upright woman of her word. Listen to what she had to say.
You know, what I think about Judge Barrett as a judicial nominee and as a potential justice, is that she is a woman of her word, and she has given the American people her word, and she has given the Senate her word, and her word is that she intends to judge according to neutral principles, to be guided by the text of a statute or the Constitution, to be guided by neutral and objective tools to the best of her ability. And I can say from personal experience, as have every, you know, so many of her former colleagues and students, that she is an honest and upright woman of her word. And so when she tells the American people that, we ought to believe her.
Well, this is the thing that you hear consistently about those who have come in contact, whether as a teacher, as a professor, students, you know, even people on the other side, you might say, that have a differing viewpoint of her, the praises of Judge Amy Coney Barrett resound quite clear and quite loud. I'd almost say, in Dianne Feinstein's words, it's almost dogmatic the way they feel about her. I don't know if that's such a bad thing. We've got more coming up. Stay with us right here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back. Question Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Tom Cotton said voters in 2018 said they approve of Trump's judge picks by expanding the GOP Senate majority. Here's his words.
Look, I worry that you can't have integrity of elections if you don't have integrity of facts. And right now you don't.
Well, we have the wrong clip there. Anyway, but that's
another excellent nomination to the federal courts. I look forward to voting for Judge Barrett. The Senate will confirm her to the highest court in the land next month.
Next month, so in October. In 2016, you opposed President Obama's efforts to fill Justice Scalia's seat. I want to play our viewers some of what you said back then.
In a few short months, we will have a new president and new senators who can consider the next justice with the full faith of the American people. Why would we deny the voters a chance to weigh in on the makeup of the Supreme Court? There's absolutely no reason to do so, or at least no principled reason to do so.
So that clip from the Senate floor in March 2016 was 8 months before the 2016 election. Right now we're 5 weeks out from the election. Why was it so important back then to let the voters have a chance to weigh in on the makeup of the Supreme Court? But today, it's not.
Yeah, Jake, it's not so much about the timing, but how the voters have spoken. They had delivered a split decision to the president and the Senate at the time. They elected Barack Obama in 2012. They elected me and a lot of other Republicans in 2014 as a break on the Obama agenda, most notably on his far-left judicial nominees. That's not the case now. In 2018, we had about as clear a national referendum as we could, just 1 month after the Justice Kavanaugh confirmation, in which Democrats threw everything at the kitchen sink at him. They didn't just re-elect a Republican majority, they expanded a Republican majority. That includes defeating four Democratic senators who voted against Justice Kavanaugh, re-electing the one Democratic senator who voted for him. So it was a clear mandate for a Republican Senate to continue confirming this president's outstanding judicial nominees, and that's what we're going to do with Judge Barrett next month.
Well, let's go ahead and stop it right there, and that's Tom Cotton's response to that. It is a good question from Jake Tapper saying, okay, what is the difference? And in Tom, in excellent form, had the appropriate answer in what was the difference, what led in to 2016 in the midterms under Obama in his second term, and versus what happened even in the midterms of this recent cycle in 2018. So that's the responsibility of, I believe, both parties to be able to discern, you know, what the voters are telling them, because lest they make a mistake to that end, then they're not going to remain in power. But yet the voters at midterm, even though they won House seats, as far as the Senate is concerned, when it comes to judicial nominees and judicial appointments, then it lies in the hands of the Senate and the voters. Understand, or they at least should understand this. Now listen to what Senator Mike Lee had to say to George Stephanopoulos in explaining that Trump's only fulfilling his campaign promise with Judge Barrett's nomination.
We're successful on November 3rd. As you know, we just showed that poll showing this morning that most Americans believe that the whoever wins on November 3rd should select the next Supreme Court justice. Worried at all that if you continue to push this through, there might be a backlash at the election?
Not on that point. Look, President Donald Trump campaigned in 2016, and he's campaigning again this time, promising to appoint judges to federal courts and justices to the U.S. Supreme Court who are textualists and who are originalists, who interpret the law based on what it says rather than on the basis of what they might wish that it said. This is exactly what he promised to do, and he's fulfilling that promise. I think the American people respect somebody who's willing to stand behind his campaign promises, which is what he's doing with Judge Barrett.
Well, that's it right there. Mike Lee points out exactly what the motivation is and what is telling the voters, because this is what the voters had responded in voting for Donald Trump to begin with, and what he did in 2018. He's laid his judge nominations out clearly heading into the 2016 election, but yet we do not have any names from Joe Biden. Joe Biden says, I'm not going to play the Trump game. Well, it's not a Trump game. It's you know, we're letting the voters understand who you are and who you represent. Now, earlier, which kind of misfired here a little bit, and I don't mind playing it again, this is the CEO of Rappler, and what she was talking about is Facebook being biased against the facts. And listen to what she says, even though Brian Stiller, I think in his own way, we may get a little bit of his opinion in there, trying to direct her answer, you know, in a way that would be negative towards the president. No big surprise. This is what he does. This is what CNN does. This is why they've become, you know, fake news, and they compromise their credibility. But, you know, listen to her response in terms of the bias of Facebook.
So one of the things we want to make sure is that you know you're being manipulated. And if you know that, that's the first step to not being manipulated. And in the meantime, we continue to push Facebook to do more.
How do you view what's happening in the U.S. from there in Manila? Is this an attempt at an autocratic takeover by President Trump? Is it that serious?
Look, I worry that you can't have integrity of elections if you don't have integrity of facts. And right now you don't have that. In fact, I would say that the platform is biased against facts. The reality, the data shows us that lies laced with anger and hate spread faster and further than really boring facts. And, you know, the kinds of attacks against journalists that we've felt all around the world, women attack more than men, all of these show that, you know, there's two reasons for it, to pound journalists to silence, to
Oh, you see, and this is, and she makes a good point, Maria Ressa, but you can tell how Brian tried to direct her and put it on Trump. But she's standing, taking a stand for facts and truth, which is important on all measure, on both sides. It should be something that we just, we would adhere to for the greater good of all concerned. It's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing. It's a people thing that we want to make sure the information that we're getting is fact-based, that it's not manipulated. And that's what she's saying from her purview there in Manila as the Rappler CEO. She looks on the body politic of the United States of America and says, well, you guys are being messed with. You know, things are being choked off. And, you know, this idea of journalists being disqualified, in some cases, journalists disqualify themselves because they're not being faithful to their profession, which is to be bastions of truth, to be objective observers, to document history. They abandon that, and they've all entered into this nuance of today's journalism based on anonymous reporting and subjectivity. This is very dangerous, and this really compromises the body politic. As if that's not enough, and we've got big tech, we got Facebook, we got Twitter, you got Google, you know, putting their thumb on the scale, and you know, and do not be surprised. And meanwhile, we do have mail-in voting issues. Listen to what Donald Trump had to say about mail-in voting once again.
So they want none of the safety valves that you would have. Think of it. They oppose voter ID. They approve proof of. They oppose proof of citizenship. They oppose a social security number and requirements for social security numbers as a safety valve. And they oppose even simple signature verifications. They don't want to have signature verification. They want to require all states to do mail-in balloting, right? I call it unsolicited. Some people call it universal. I think universal doesn't make sense because nobody understands why universal. It's unsolicited. They want unsolicited mail-in ballots. In other words, just send these ballots to whoever you can think of. We had a case, I guess, in New Jersey you were reading to me where somebody was sent two ballots, and they had slightly, one was had a hyphen in it.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and cut that off, but you get the idea that it is in question, and you've got to get up to date on what Project Veritas has just done. They're exposing Ilhan Omar allies in alleged ballot harvesting operation in Minnesota. It will blow you away what's being done there, and her you know, her allies and how they have, in a sense, kind of perfected and made sure that only their people get elected. And you've got somebody holding, you know, ballots, unsigned ballots. He says he has a car full of empty ballots.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says a report that he only paid a few hundred dollars in income taxes in recent years is fake news.
The New York Times has been doing fake story after fake story. I've never seen anything like it.
The New York Times reporting that Trump paid $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and again in 2017 and paid no income taxes in 10 of the previous 15 years.
That's why the media has such a low approval rating now because of what they've done.
Trump says the world will see the truth once an audit of his returns is over, though he can't say when that will be. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. President Trump and the Democratic nominee Joe Biden will face off in Cleveland for a 90-minute debate to be moderated by Chris Wallace, the host of Fox News Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, we continue the conversation regarding the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. It's all they were talking about over the weekend. Democrats find themselves in a very difficult situation because they have become perfecters of the cancel culture and invalidation, and they're doing everything they can to discredit Amy Coney Barrett. But Donald Trump is making it most difficult for them with this nominee. Both sides of the aisle have spoken well of her. It was just a couple of years back that she was confirmed to a federal bench. And this is also sets things up in such a way to where it's not impossible to get her approved before the election. With Landmark Legal Foundation, Michael O'Neill joins us now. He's Assistant General Counsel with the Barbara K. Olson Legal Counsel. Michael, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited personally, I will say, about this pick. Amy Coney Barrett has been on the radar for quite a while as a potential nominee, and Donald Trump, fulfilled, much anticipation in making his announcement last Saturday.
Exactly. This is an exciting time. She is an outstanding nominee, and Donald Trump has done exactly what he said he was going to do when he was running for president in 2016, and he has chosen the best and the brightest to sit on the federal bench at all levels, district court, circuit level, and now for a third time, he's made an exceptionally excellent choice for Supreme Court. And I am optimistic that she is going to be will occur, and she will occupy a seat on the Supreme Court this year. So I think that we can all be optimistic that it's going to occur. As you know, the Senate is controlled by Republicans. They occupy a majority, and despite the Democrats' best efforts, and goodness knows we're going to see they're going to pull every trick they can out of the book to try to sideline and oppose this nomination. But ultimately, I think they're going to fail, simply because they just don't have the votes in the Senate. If you want to, if your listeners would like to hear about it, I'd like to just dive into a little bit of how we got here and why the Democrats are actually responsible for the situation we're in, which has allowed a simple majority in the Senate to vote for the Supreme Court justice.
Well, that's why we have you here, Michael. You're the expert. Break it down for us.
Great, certainly. Now, throughout our history, the Senate has certain rules, and those are longstanding rules. What the Senate required was a supermajority for nominations to executive high-level executive branch offices and to the judiciary. And in 2013, ironically enough, the Democrats, led by Harry Reid, did what was something, now your listeners and you might have heard of, what triggered what was something known as the nuclear option.
Yes, exactly.
And Harry Reid did this so that he could still seat D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. And he wanted to put some of his people on, and the Republic, he did not have the supermajority votes that were necessary at the time. So he triggered a procedural rule that simply allowed the Senate to vote for these nominees by majority. And that requires only 51 votes rather than your 60 votes. Now, this was initiated by the Democrats. And at the time, the Republicans said, well, you know, this is going to be something we're not for because it's against tradition, but be careful what you wish for. Mm-hmm. And what has happened? The Republicans took control of the Senate. Donald Trump was elected president, and the Republicans have just followed the Democrats' rule. And now they have put excellent judges in at every level. And they've put two, as I said before, they put two extremely well-qualified Supreme Court justices in, Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Gorsuch. And now we're looking forward to having a vote on Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And so, ironically enough, it's the Democrats that have allowed the situation where 51 votes were all that was necessary to have a vote for the Supreme Court justice.
Exactly.
What else is interesting too is this is kind of interesting that the Democrats have made this situation. In 2018, as you guys will recall, their behavior at the Kavanaugh hearings was just reprehensible, and everybody with any kind of reasonable thought was appalled by the way they treated Justice Kavanaugh, and then Judge Kavanaugh, and the ridiculous, absolutely insane tactics they used to try to derail his nomination. The hearings became a complete circus. And this is widely credited, honestly, for swinging a lot of Senate seats in the 2018 election. This really motivated the conservatives and the conservative base to come out and vote Republican in a lot of these close Senate seats. Mm-hmm. So there is a fair case that people can make that the Democrats would have taken control of the Senate but for their behavior in those Senate hearings.
Exactly.
Now, you'd like to think they've learned their lesson, and they just really haven't. And we can probably expect similar behavior in any hearings that are occurring in the next couple of weeks.
Well, Michael, real quick here, in
sure.
terms of their response, what I am so fed up, and I'm hearing from my listeners all the time, is this rancor and rhetoric that comes out of the mouths of Pelosi and the Democratic leadership when they talk of the court and its lack of legitimacy. Illegitimacy is what they say. We're talking the Supreme Court, and to deposit that into the bloodstream of the body politic is unconscionable, it is self-seeking, it is destructive on every measure, it is divisive, it continues to separate us, and yet they come out on the other side of their mouths talking about uniting America. How does that possibly unite America when you attack, you know, one of the key branches of our government, the Supreme Court, and you question its legitimacy because you didn't get your way?
Right. It undermines everything. It undermines it. And it undermines our country. And again, they want to tear down, the left wants to tear down our institutions. And unless, of course, those institutions are doing their bidding. If there's a, you know, if they can run to the Supreme Court and have confidence that they're going to get the result that they want, then of course it's the greatest thing in the world. But then if they're not going to get the result that they want, because the Supreme Court and the justices like Amy Coney Barrett will follow the law and will follow the text of the Constitution and will set aside policy preferences to correctly rule on the law and find the decision wherever the law takes them rather than inserting their own personal policy preferences or becoming a super legislature, if the Democrats don't get those results, they scream and they try to destroy the institutions, just like they've done for every institution in our society. They are not happy unless they are trying to divide us and divisive our people and our country. And, I mean, this started right off the bat with, I mean, after God bless Ruth Bader Ginsburg, after she passed away, prominent actors side were advocating burning everything down. If,
right.
You know, you heard that kind of rhetoric. Now exactly. You're hearing the devolving into this terrible rhetoric about questioning Judge Barrett's religious convictions, questioning her adoption. I mean, is anything beyond the pale for these folks? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Dianne Feinstein to pull out another letter out of her drawer, like she did with Kavanaugh, which was, you know, picking ridiculous what she did and how she sat on it, you know, for 3 weeks. And then,
Right. Oh,
look what I found. I mean, come on, you know, enough of this stuff. But, you know, getting back to the other issue, and that is the court and its makeup. It is divided in terms, we say conservative and liberal. You might say in a general sense, the liberals are a bit activistic. And this has been going on for decades. It's been reported on this movement toward activism that, you know, that somehow the Constitution is more aspirational and it is elastic, as President Obama said, which was I thought was quite surprising coming from a supposed constitutional professor. But, you know, again, look, at everybody has a right to their opinion. But it seems the people are speaking a bit here, Michael, unless I'm misreading something. And that is, they're saying, we don't want activist judge. We want somebody to say, these are the rules. I mean, like all of a sudden we're going to be in a football game and a line official is going to change the rules of how a team wins and how they score just because they have a certain emotion and feeling. Is that what the Supreme Court is supposed to be about?
Absolutely not. And I think, you know, just if there's a famous line from Chief Justice Roberts' nomination hearing that he believes the judge's role is to call balls and strikes.
Yes.
And that's exactly where it is. And I mean, and that's what you see with originalist and textualist judges and justices is they call it is their job to call balls and strikes. It is not their job to insert their policy preferences and their personal beliefs. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and I have the complete confidence in Judge Barrett's philosophy here, and that's exactly what she's going to do.
We got to leave it right there, Michael O'Neill. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Look forward to having you back.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again, so refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're waiting on Dr. Alveda King, and hopefully she connects with us shortly. I always appreciate her perspective. I wanted to talk to her specifically about the return. And you heard us talk, several times with Jonathan Kahn about it. Also, Kevin Jessup, Pastor Jessup. It was incredible. I don't know if you had a chance to see this or not, but if you missed it, go to thereturn.org and you can get a chance to see what you may have missed. It was just phenomenal. For those of you that were not aware, an interesting time. This was 5 years in the planning for the return, and that was to be on a day set aside for prayer and repentance. What Jonathan and Pastor Jessup had, outlined on the show here, and certainly I think that what we, at least people of faith, can realize is that the moral degradation of America puts us all at risk. That what has been happening in this country is a shaking, as Jonathan calls it. God, at times, will, for those people who do not believe that God interferes with the issues of men and his creation, I believe that's a false narrative. We see God's hand time and again. You know, for those of us who have seen this, we witnessed it on 9/11 of 2000 and 2001. And many people felt, well, it was interesting because people thought, okay, is God judging us? And they ran to the churches afterwards. And I believe that we lost an opportunity for a revival then. But before revival, revival is preceded. The reason a revival didn't take place, because there really wasn't a true sense, many people within the evangelical community felt what was missing was a sense of repentance that we didn't realize. In fact, much like the children of Israel of ancient time,
and is noted in the book of Isaiah, became a bit defiant, and defiant that they didn't see that it was the hand of God, that God was trying to get their attention. And it wasn't the first time. There were many signs, as there have been many signs here in America of God trying to get our attention. And so 5 years ago, some faithful men and women came together and said, hey, look, we need to plan. We need to do something. And in fact, we'll do it at the D.C. Mall in Washington, D.C. And right there, you know, in front of the White House and the Capitol building and, you know, even the Supreme Court, not too far away, have an event. And hundreds of thousands showed up on a Friday and Saturday to attend this event, a day of prayer, a day of fasting, a day of confession. And what confession represents, ladies and gentlemen, is you know, the true spirit of confession, is we're aligning our emotions, our experiences, our prayers with God. We're saying, God, you know, help us see what you're seeing. You know, we may have you know, fudged and changed the rules and altered our behavior, and we're not respectful of your laws. You know, show us our ways as you see them, and help us to understand what it is, for the sake of our very lives, the lives of our children, our grandchildren, the generations to come, and the legacy that is before us right now. You've heard me say this before. From time to time, there are what I call moments and choices to be made. Some moments more significant than others, and some choices more significant than others. And I believe that we're at that crossroads right now. And you've heard this said by some people, that America is at a tipping point. We cannot continue. I mean, when you consider what is happening in the streets of America, the kind of chaos that's taken place, I mean, this is all a manifestation. You can't just blame it on a couple of radicals that have taken over cities, or you can't blame it on, you know, just the Democratic Party or the blue state governors and that sort of thing. They're a manifestation of the culture that we have created, because we've turned our back on God and we've ignored his laws. We've ignored his admonitions. And so for the return, for this day and these days, on Friday and Saturday last week, it was people coming together and saying, look, we want to do something different, God. Clearly what we've been doing is not working. We've ignored you. And admit that we have forsaken God. And we're calling to God for his mercy. For his mercy and his forgiveness. That he would turn back toward us. Because, again, when you look back in ancient times and you look back in the history of God's relationship with his creation, yes, there's judgment that comes, but he also says there's forgiveness and mercy, and that he is willing to turn and run toward his creation with a loving heart and to reconcile these conflicts that have been created because of the decisions of men. These are all man-made decisions that have created this chaos. They're not godly decisions. I mean, this is why, you know, people are becoming confused, and suddenly, you know, it's not about a man and a woman any longer. Now there's 63 and counting gender choices. I mean, this is what happens when you let go of these moral underpinnings. You know, chaos ensues. Lawlessness happens. So what's going to happen? Are we going to continue on? Is this the future of America, that we would allow antithetical forces, be it Black Lives Matter or Antifa, to come in and do what they've said? I mean, their ambition is to utterly destroy America. Pretty bold when you think about it. They had nothing to do in the creation of America and any of the good things that we've been able to accomplish. Again, when I say that, it's not with any kind of understanding that we are humanoids and we're not perfect. But the Constitution and our relationship with God allows us to strive for perfection. It gives us a higher goal to reach for. And this is what I believe America is all about. That's what the shining light on a hill was all about, which is all representative. I mean, it's God speak, really. I mean, because that's what God wants us to be. God wants us to be light bearers of truth and love and mercy to a fallen world. He honored the prayer of the pilgrims who came here to America to express their freedom of faith, because they were being persecuted in their homelands. And they picked up and left. They left their home country to find a brave new world. And we are living out that legacy, and in some cases, I'm sure, falling short of what they had hoped would happen with America. But we have a time. We've got time right now. That's what I'm saying. This is why moments and time and choices are so critical, and I believe we're at that moment in time, America. God has been shaking this country, and we have to see that it is God shaking the country. It's not just happenstantial. Others that do not believe in God and do not believe in the one who created the heavens and the earth, that he exists. You know, you're free to believe that, but for those of us who do with fervency, it is up to us, you know, for their sake and for the sake of future generations. I mean, look, we're blessed to have this country. I mean, when you think about this, you know, why America? You know, how did this happen? Of all the nations around that we see, in communist nations, the oppression that goes on, we have America as the light of the world between us and Israel. That's what it comes down to, basically. You know, people that believe in God, even though Israel is probably still a bit too secular, but even then, in the future, there will be a time when they turn back to God ultimately and in a dramatic way. And I will say that was the surprise for me when I visited Israel. I was surprised. I really expected to see a lot more spirituality in that land. But God said this would happen, so it's no big surprise. And we also know that you know, what's happening in America is no big surprise. I mean, this is the result. We are reaping what we have sown. We've been unjust. You know, I would say this, that, you know, part of what's true about Black Lives Matter and Antifa is they are right. I mean, America has been unjust, and in that sense. But to utterly destroy it, that's an issue altogether different. And that's where they fall off the planks, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, you can't have a separate justice system that we have in America, where elites and our elected officials are able to get away with what they're able to get away with, to self-serve and not be servants of the people as designed by God and why government exists to begin with. They have violated those core principles. That's what's going on right now. And the elites are able to get away, and, you know, the FBI and what's happening in institutions. Our institutions are compromised. And I say Black Lives Matter and Antifa and others are correct in calling that out. But in the spirit of what Martin Luther King Jr. demonstrated to us, is that it's not about an utter destruction. It's about reform. And this is what the grace of God allows us to do, is to see our evil ways and to make some adjustments. And this was what the return was all about. And they did an outstanding job in presenting it to us on that day.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to